case I want to do a third one. But yeah, like a lot of people said yes, but they didn't send it to me. So the ones that are on there are the ones that actually got sent to me.
Right. I threw the both discs on last night, and I'm that type of person where I like to listen to each track, right, and go, oh, okay, I know who this is. I remember this band, that sort of thing. And then as when I got into the second track, I was tuning in and out, but I noticed that of course, I was going with Hamilton Underground, so it's this underground kind of sound, but you didn't cover off on all the styles of music.
Mm-hmm.
Was that pre-planned, or are you going to like change it up a bit and offer more styles of music on this? Or are you just going to stick with what you're doing now?
No, there was no like, I didn't choose I wanted to do other styles of music, but the songs that are on there are the songs that I got.
The people that just, okay, here it is, and this is what you were working with. Yeah.
Yeah. Like I messaged people from all different genres.
Right.
And I was like, hey, like send me your music. Let me know. And the songs that are on there are the ones that I got. So what I did is I tried to make the album coherent, like cohesive.
Sure.
So that people could throw it on and it wouldn't be like a crazy shock.
Like, yeah. Well, that was my next point. It was just like, I wasn't like totally shocked by that next track or that next track. There was a flow to both discs, but because I remember when I was doing even the last time I was doing a bunch of comp discs with CFMU with Jamie Tennant, he was the program director, or he still is. And I was a program director at the Hawk. We would have like discussions and different styles of music and what was indie and who needed the help. And does this, it turned into this like, we did it for years, but it just turned into a monster of trying to make sure that we personally covered off on everything. So I was just wondering if you were running the same gamut of anxiety as we were back then. It sounds like you weren't. So that's good.
Oh yeah. Like I tried, but to no avail, right? I that was my intention, was to cover all the bases, because when I was running shows, like just for fun, like as a promoter, I wanted to do shows of every genre. And because I was like, well, whatever, you know, I'll do a rap show at the Doors because fuck it. Like, you know what I mean? Like why not? Right? It's like, I don't see hip hop shows ever. And, you know, Doors will let me, like, I have a good relationship there. They'll let me run a hip hop show there. So I did. And then it's like, I tried to get hip hop artists for the CD and a lot of them said yes, but I just didn't get the tracks on time, or some of them, they just didn't have tracks that
there's always volume
that
three
they wanted to do.
Yeah. There's always volume three and volume four. Right.
Yeah, no, the call is still out there. If people want to send me it, I'll just hold on to them until then. And I'm not making money off of this, so don't worry about like like copyright stuff. Like, I'm not going to make a cent.
All right. Hey, let's get into the first disc that you put together. Now, did you release both of these simultaneously, or like it was just like in September you released these, or was one in October? Okay, so they were both in September. So let's get into Hamilton Underground Volume 1. You got 9 tracks here. Tell me a little bit about how you were picking the order, because you started off with the Ruddy Ruckus.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Do you know, have you played with the Ruddy Ruckus before?
I don't remember. I don't think so. I might have.
Yeah.
But I definitely, like, they're definitely like people in the scene that I've probably met, but I don't think they would recognize me, and I don't think I would recognize them. Like, I know them by namesake more than anything.
Right.
The guys from, or women, I don't know personally. The people from Rocket Launcher Records, the like indie label, they sent me a couple songs for that volume one, and the Ruddy Ruckus was one of their like artists.
Oh, so they sent you 2. That's cool. Yeah.
They sent me 3 songs. Yeah. They sent me
songs.
Like this, because I think they have 3 people under their label, and they sent me a song from each of them.
Well, which ones are on volume one?
I don't have the list in front of me, but I'm pretty sure all 3 of them. So I think it's the Ruddy Ruckus. Is it
15 Rockets?
Yeah. And then there's another one, but it's not like right after, it's like later on down on the list.
Man, you know, when you do interviews, you should have all the lists right in front of you, man.
Yeah, I know.
Because guys like me just start asking questions like that, and you're just like, oh, no.
Okay. Yeah.
I thought this was my Nana calling. Okay.
No, exactly.
Hey, why don't we spin some Ruddy Ruckus, some 15 Rockets, and let's throw in a postpartum Plandemic song as well. You're on Steel City Music.
Bye. six or two. You can't tell me that this shit is naturally occurring. It's a pandemic, man-made epidemic, systematic overthrow of our endeavors. It's a pandemic, why such fear and panic? Stay indoors and live the new world order. The presidential dream to crush the music scene. Was the society ever once even fucking free? If you know the truth, get silence. Sit back and watch companies profit off you dying. It's a pandemic, man-made epidemic, systematic overthrow of our endeavors. It's a pandemic, what's the fear and panic? Stay indoors and live the new world order. It's a pandemic, watch that fear and panic. Stay indoors and live the new world order. It's the perfect plan, they play their best hands. When you're tough, the worst cause, you do the best you can. Just a number in this demographic, so we rise up and kill corrupt motherfuckers. It's the pandemic, man-made epidemic, systematic overthrow of our endeavors. It's a pandemic, watch that fear and panic. Stay indoors and live the new world order. Fuck that! Yeah.
Hey, you're listening to Steel City Music. Your host Gunner here. On the line with me is Austin, and we're just dying laughing here because he finally figured out how to open up his computer and look at the track listings for his project, Hamilton Underground. And what were the three artists that Rocket Launcher sent you records?
So we said the two, like the Ruddy Ruckus and 15 Wrong. The Midwife Crisis is the other one.
The Midwife Crisis. We'll come there. That's Andrew Listen's band.
I'm pretty sure.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Okay. So now we have volume two. We got nine tracks on this sucker. And of course you put an open call out and, this is what you ended up, putting in. So we get to, we have a couple really, really cool standout tracks, that was put on there. You have a Bad Communication, is one act. Also, Hollow Core, featuring Mike Julian. And another track, Rolodex Darko, which was actually a demo that they put in brackets to make sure that everyone knew it was just a demo. But I thought it sounded, I thought it sounded pretty good, you know. So, so tell me about Bad Communication.
Yeah, so we put a bunch of, like, in my old band, Built by Thieves, and we played a bunch of shows with those guys.
Right.
So when I put out like the, just like, I just put it on like my Instagram story, I'm looking for bands, like they just straight up sent me like a personal message and we're like, yo, we'll send one.
Sure. Yeah.
Yeah. Those are, they're cool dudes.
I don't remember your name. Who cares how this began? Your mouth tastes so good. I'm probably tastes like shit. 3 a.m. why I come? Why punch a hole in my wall? My roommate's pissed off again. I can't wait for Monday morning. Yeah, you're so beautiful, and I'm a son of a bitch. 3 a.m. wake up, I trip, I slip and fall. Eat shit again, I cannot wait for Monday morning. slept in vomit. 10 a.m. wake up call. I'm fucking late for work. And here we go again. It's finally Monday morning.
So, and the Holocore one featuring Mike Julian, what's this about? I don't understand the Mike Julian thing. Who's Mike Julian? What is this?
Mike Julian is a friend of ours. He's also our producer, and he's the lead singer of Rival Town. I don't know if you've heard.
This is what I was trying to get out of you. Is that, yeah. Okay.
I don't know if they've done interviews. So they're not like a Hamilton band, but Mike is from, he lives here.
Right. Well, my show just isn't strictly Hamilton. I cover up on everybody, right? So at least I try to, that sort of thing. Okay, all right. And Rolodex Darko.
Yeah, they're a crazy.
You played
bunch.
With them.
Yeah. Well, we were supposed to, but all those shows got canceled. But we went to their shows and they went to our shows, and we were friends with them in their previous bands as well.
So they all got canceled. Was this the COVID canceling, or is this the great? Oh, okay. Because there was a couple nights there in the wintertime of 2019 and 2020.
Oh yeah.
In January there, where we were kind of losing a lot of shows due to snow for a while there. So.
Oh yeah, we had to cancel the show just because we couldn't get down the mountain.
That's awful.
Like, we straight up couldn't get there. We were like, yo, the show's canceled. Like, none of us could leave our houses.
did that make you feel like a little child, that you were helpless? Because it always makes me feel helpless. I'm like, what do you mean I can't go? Oh, well, you can't. Oh, nothing's running right now. It's everything's snowed in. I'm like, but I want to go.
But yeah, I put demo on that song because they told me it was a demo, and I didn't know if they wanted me to say that it was or not. So
right.
I wanted to be careful just in case they're like, no, that's not the real version. They got mad at me. We are going to burn! We'll be right back.
That could be an actual, like, be a crisis mode right there when those things happen. So what are we doing now with volume 3 and 4? Have you, when are you going to put the next call up for them, or are you going to do a volume 3 and 4?
I was going to. The only thing is that I don't, as much as like it was a great thing and like I did get some money to some venues, it wasn't like a huge reception. Like a lot of people liked and shared, but not a lot of people actually bought the album.
Oh, okay.
So it's like the awareness was there, and I got like hundreds of people like talking about it for a little bit, and then I just didn't see the sales from it. So I sent the money that I got. So now I'm just like on zero. Like I donated it all already.
Sure.
So I kind of do have to decide if I want to do it again, because it does cost me money.
Right, right. So a little bit of money. Yeah.
Yeah. And it's like, you know, so yeah, if people send me their songs, I'll hold on to them. But I don't want to like make any promises that I'm going to do another volume. I might try my efforts somewhere else. Hey, this is Austin. Go on to Hamilton Underground on Bandcamp, buy a CD, and all the money goes to local bands and venues.
It's not One more thing, you write a lot, and well, we know that you're a publicist as well. How will your diary of today look like?
We came and played our guts out, and then I had to do this interview when I should have been able to be left alone so I could breathe hard.
I'm sorry for that.
That's okay.
You're listening to Steel City Music.
Oh, patience right, trapping to keep alive, on the edge of my seat, happy to oblige, never cease to gravitate to something new, bouquets of flowers, all things in my power.
You're listening to The Hawk, 101.5 FM, broadcasting from Mohawk College in Hamilton, Ontario.
some Black Sabbath, the track Black Sabbath. Steel City Music, your host Gunner here, spinning some Halloween tunes this hour and next couple hours, really, because it's a lot of fun. Black Sabbath, do you know when I was a kid, the people in my neighborhood used to, like, all the older kids used to have Black Sabbath albums, and they would say, you know, you gotta worship Satan in order to listen to Black Sabbath. That's part of it, man. You gotta do that, you know. Sabbath is Satanism. And I'm like, I don't even know what Satanism is, you know. So, but apparently I gotta worship to listen to Black Sabbath. I'm like, okay, you know, I don't know, man. Like, I'm pretty, my Sundays are tied up going down on Gage Street to that little church that I go to. I don't know how they're gonna feel about me worshiping Satan in order to listen to Black Sabbath. That's a lot of commitment on my part to jump ship like that as a child. So, but I'm just gonna listen to Black Sabbath anyway, if that's okay. we got two more tracks for you coming up. Some more Black Sabbath for you. Heaven and Hell, Ronnie James Dio, who came after Ozzy Osbourne, I believe, and then went on to do his own thing and everything. And Dio was in some other acts before that. But you're gonna hear Heaven and Hell, and but right now we're gonna start off this next little set of music with Children of the Grave. How's that? Oh yeah, and you don't really have to worship Satan to listen to Black Sabbath. It's kind of stupid. You know what I mean? Enjoy.